a little bit more technological expertise than I do. And so when he sent a sermon for us to hear, he just said, well, just go on the web and pick it up on the link. So in this room, we had, and I'm sorry they're not here right now, Penny's cousins. Penny Stafford was perched right here, and we were trying to get the internet to work on this stage by jumping on the internet next door at my house and listening to his sermon. And what we heard was a whole new take on scripture, that an angle on the road to Emmaus that we had never heard before. And Penny's comment, sitting here on her perch, was, he sounds rather young. And I kind of, since I'd seen him before, I said, yeah, well, he looks kind of young too. So, but the story that Dave and Lisa have no idea about, and no one else has any idea about except for Andrew, is that we requested a picture to put on the publicity for calling Dave to the congregation. And he was really great. He sent three pictures immediately. And in all of them, he looked like he was 12. And so I got Andrew to go on the internet, and he found a picture of Dave when he was in Ghana, the summer he was in Ghana, meeting with a family in Ghana. And we put that picture from the internet on the publicity. It has been an amazing journey to walk with Dave and Lisa through these 5 years. I've gotten a little bit better technologically. Dave learned pretty quickly that if he wanted to get me, he should probably not call my cell phone, because it might be 3 days before I got back to him. But in these years, we have experienced, I know firsthand, the wonder of the ways he can look at scripture, not only in preaching and weave it into the ways that we worship together here, but also in his teaching and the many courses that he's come up with great names for over the years. And it's also been our blessing to see the way he can relate to all kinds of people and speak all of their languages, and be with all of us through this time. But it's also been our blessing to have Lisa as well in this time of ministry here. Because as Dave said this morning, it's not all about Dave, but they have been partners in ministry here. And he did it this morning, which was great as well. He said there was, I was asking Lisa what I should do with this sermon. And you all know, who've been here for a while, know that we often hear that in his sermons. And my experience in working with Lisa over the years and in different ways is that she's really been an important piece of this ministry team. She has presided over the outreach steering committee as we move together in new directions. I can vividly remember and know that it was time that I was to step aside from the technological expertise of things when Dave said, oh, I'm going to meet with Andrew and we're going to talk about the website. And they came over and sat on my couch, Lisa too, at 9:30 at night to start that meeting. And they said, Chris, what do you think of this? And I said, I'm sure it will be wonderful, whatever you do. I'm going to bed. but Lisa brought her marketing skills and background into the life and ministry of this church in many ways. And perhaps most significantly, she has been the glue of a worship band that has turned over at least 4 times. In the time that we've been here at PPC. And so we will definitely be missing their presence with us. It has been a joy for me to be able to learn from a new generation of pastors. I had to change my frame of mind the first weekend that I met Dave, when he said, and Dave knows this story, when we were in the office after the weekend that he candidated and was voted in here, and he said, you know, I'm really looking forward to you. You remind me of my aunt. And I kind of thought of myself at the time as the older sister, maybe the bossy older sister, but the older sister, not not his mother's father or his mother's sister or brother or his father's. And he said, oh, no, no, but I really like her. But it has been wonderful. And for the last 5 years, whenever we have had any kind of a slideshow in this church, Dave has been the one to put it together. I would like to say that I put this one together, but I didn't. I just found the right people to put it together. And so we bring to you this morning, courtesy of Brian Shim, this afternoon, Brian Shim, and the whole congregation who helped supply pictures because we didn't want to have to ask Dave and Lisa for them. So here we have it.
It's gonna be a bright. left wing is in decline. We need a cause to stand behind.
Oh, restless mind. Close your eyes and try to dream. Clear your mind and do your best to try and wash the palate clean. We can't begin to know it, how much we really care. I hear your voice inside me. I see your face everywhere. We're gonna make it.
You just have to know the right people. Yeah. And we know the right people. So you asked this morning how many baptisms, and I counted them up because I was looking for baptism pictures. Over 30 in these last 5 years. We know the right people, and we send them forth with our love. And we do have copies of it.
Thank you, Pastor. The chancel choir has a piece that they've prepared for you. They'd like to come play it. Thank you, Chancel Choir. We have a number of gifts that we'd like to present to the Water Mothers, and if everybody doesn't mind, I'd like to present mine first, because it's the silliest. Has everybody seen Dave's car? was one of the first things I noticed when we first started coming to this church. I think it's a wonderful expression of Dave's priorities. I mean that seriously. I think there was a while the trunk didn't close by itself. Okay, yeah, duct tape, okay. The other thing I noticed about it is the stickers on the back. There are two Big Lebowski stickers, and if anybody hasn't seen that movie, I don't know if I can endorse it, but it's a cult film from the 90s. And one of the lines from the movie is the dude abides. One of the stickers on Dave's car just says abide, which I think is a wonderful reminder to all of us of the role of faith in our lives. So I'd like to present Dave from the worship band with this t-shirt that says the dude abides. You have to let Lisa wear it too. Pastor Chris, did you want to present the gift now?
You heard a reference to it in Andrew's song, that one of the places where this dude abides is Seven Stars Bakery. We affectionately refer to that as Dave's other office. So we think that you need to take Seven Stars with you.
Oh, nice.
With thanks to Jenny Surgner for that. And we also, on a more serious note, we had many discussions about what to get you for a gift, for a big gift. And one of the untold stories that didn't get told by Jenny is that it was eventually decided that we would get you a vest. After many iterations, the watch, we decided you'd never use a watch, so there was no point. And a vest, or not a vest, a stole. That's what it's called. And when I talked to Ginny, because she was the person who had the most taste in stoles that I thought we had, and she said, "Funny you should mention that. I happen to have been making one for him." So that became this part of the stole. But in addition to that, we want to send you forth with a financial gift from the congregation. And this is money that has been collected from the congregation to you all. And with our love and blessings. And because we're this congregation, there's a check in there, and there's also cash, because some of it came in today.
One last gift. In case you forget what we all look like, we have a picture of the whole congregation that we all took that one day, and the congregation has signed this framed photo for you guys to take into your new home. And for those of you who weren't able to sign this, if you want to, during the reception afterwards, you'll get a chance to sort of squeeze something in if you can find some room during the reception afterwards. But this is for you guys.
Thank you. I got to know this church through Pastor Dave. I met him in 2007 at our Ghana 50th Independence. It took me a while to get here, but I did. Thank you very much for showing my family the way. And we got a lot of things for you here. Up. Down. another one.
Inside is a paper bag.
Those are beautiful. I don't know if everybody caught that, but those are handmade. Were there any other gifts that anybody would like to present? If so, I'm sure they will be around after the service to receive. Beautiful. I'd like to invite the Ghana Choir.
We're singing two songs. The first one is Hallelujah. And the second one, we learned through the grapevine that Pastor Dave's favorite Ghana choir song is All Other Gods. So we're going to sing that last. Amen.
Hallelujah.
wish I didn't have to sing after that. Dave Spader has a few words he'd like to say.
I think I speak for everybody when I say that our faith has grown since Dave's been with this congregation. It's in that spirit, one of the things I learned from him, and he preached on many Sundays, was confession. So it's as I come up here, I have one important confession on behalf of myself and several others in the community that I think is really important before he leaves. I know there are a lot of women that are concerned about certain relationships that have been happening within the church among some of the congregants. And there have been a few whispers here and there. And it's happened in bars. And Pastor Dave's been a part of every single one of these in bars, on the basketball court, Seven Stars. I myself personally know that Dave departing will certainly strengthen at least one relationship in my life. As a result of that, my wife, on more than one occasion, has been concerned by the bromance. So on behalf of the PPC men who have gathered many times to share in basketball games, play games, watch games, football, ultimate frisbee, many other things, I thought it was very important that we acknowledge that bromance, and that I know, Lisa, you'll probably sleep a little better at night as well, knowing he's away from some of us guys. As will many of the wives in the congregation here, knowing that they have their husbands back. So with that, on behalf of all the PPC men, thank you. We've learned much. We've loved your friendship and your leadership. And thank you on the behalf of PPC men.
Thanks, Dave. We're all a little guilty of that, I think. Yeah. So in the 2 years that my family and I have been here, one thing I've noticed is that there's all of this mythology about Dave Watermulder that travels around the congregation. There's all kinds of trivia and little tidbits of information that people pass back and forth. Everybody does it. And so we have compiled a trivia game just to test everybody's knowledge of these things. So the way we'll do it, Dave will select a question at random and I will read it. Anybody who knows the answer can either yell it out or raise their hand. Prayer request style. Dave Bay is providing the prize money for this, so. All right, Dr. Spader. One of Dave's great contributions to PPC's audiovisual stock supply is this piece of equipment. Close. I see it right here. Nope. The Madonna Vogue microphone. Dave's contribution. Next one. Dave has a reputation, so I full disclosure, some of these I don't even know what they mean. Everyone sent these to me, so I apologize. Dave has a reputation among the session members of being somewhat unfamiliar with these. Not even sure what you said. Anybody have a guess? Is it true? I don't even know. Dave is legendary for his exploits in this high contact sport. Ultimate Frisbee. Dave aroused the suspicion of the Providence Fire Department when the church alarm went off and he greeted them wearing this item. Pant. Stylish red plaid pants. Apparently part of a defunct family set. He took the tags off a little early. When Dave was 15, his parents returned home to find him swinging by his knees from one of these. Probably nobody knows the answer to this. The story behind this is I emailed Dave's family for pieces of information about him. They were happy to comply. A giant redwood tree. I'd like to read this. There was a time his mother and I, his father, came back from some event, and neighbors were standing in the street in front of our house looking up. We have 4 redwood trees in our front yard and about 100 feet tall. There was 15-year-old David at the top of one of them, swinging upside down by his knees from one of the top limbs. It was a miracle he came down safely and that nobody called the police and fire departments in the process. What is the minimum time requirement you need to know Dave Watermulder before he will invite you to be his Facebook friend? You're high. You're low. 15 minutes. Dave was known to wear these questionably fashionable eyewear at Tuesday barbecues last year. Yes. Women's sunglasses. Dave liked them. If you need to find Dave at any given time of day, you're most likely to find him in one of these 2 Hope Street venues. Yeah, we got that one. Ivy Tavern, that's the other one. Very good. Dave almost wiped out the next generation of PPC congregants with this item. Fire. Jumper cables attached to a charged battery. That was during a children's session. When Dave was in high school, the police were called to his house when he played this prank on his sister and her slumber party friends. I'll read the background. There was the ill-fated night we left the house with the kids, then in middle school, in charge. Sarah, who was 18 months younger than her big brother Dave, had a friend over for a sleepover. David and his buddies decided to scare the girls, who were known for scaring easily. They disconnected the outside box controlling the electricity to the house and the phone wires. This was in the days before cell phones. And then made a ruckus as if they were attackers breaking into the house. The girls fled to a neighbor, and it took the police as well as our parental return to get things back in order. Dave is known by his friends to snack on this material during meetings or whenever. Paper. Of all types. This is one ingredient that any dessert you serve to Dave should not contain. Chocolate. Very good. Everybody wins. There's one final message from Dave's dad. I just wanted to read it to everybody because it's to all of us. We are so grateful to Providence Presbyterian Church for all the ways you have helped Dave grow, have loved and nurtured him in ministry, marriage, and mission, and have worked with him to love and serve the Lord with heart, mind, soul, and body. Bless you all and each. Thank you. At this time, Dave wants to say a few words. Go now if you don't want. You want to go later? You sure? Okay.
Yeah. I just thought it was one of those Presbyterian protocols. I didn't know what that was about. Thank you. Thank you all. This is incredible. This is a lot of fun to see the pictures in that slideshow that I didn't even have to make. Awesome. Good thinking, Chris. Very crafty. For these gifts, we're going to treasure them from the clothes and the picture and Stole and all the rest. Thank you so much. Lisa B, you have to come up here with me.
You told me you prepared something.
I literally asked him yesterday, Dave, should we like prepare something to say? I mean, should we be doing? He's like, oh no, I've got it covered.
So
We love you, and we've loved being here for these years in Providence and Providence Presbyterian Church. It's a dream come true to see what God's done with us. And, you know, when we came, there's a lot of changes that came along with that, that you were somehow ready for, or if not, got ready for pretty quickly. I've said a lot of times that friends of mine who I finished seminary with, and we all went to off to serve at church, none of them had as much fun as I've had, and none of them have felt the way that I feel like we feel here, of just this deep love for you all. This has been a really rotten few months for us, honestly speaking. Saying goodbyes and pulling up roots and stopping the routines that we've been in, which have been so life-giving and good, it's felt terrible. And I think the reason for that is because we love you so much, and we've loved being here so much. And I can't believe next week's going to come, and you'll all still be here. It's going to be a great morning. Check it out. Jenny will be preaching. It's going to be a great morning, but we're going to be somewhere else, and that's really sad for us. Now Lisa wants to say something.
Well, you wait until I'm crying. Perfect timing. I don't know. I didn't prepare anything to say, so just that we love you, and to see like how hard it's been for Dave especially, but both of us, but Dave especially, to come to the decision to leave and then to be actually getting close to leaving is it's heartbreaking. And so thank you for being people that were sad to leave and for a place that's been so wonderful to us and our daughter. So
I don't know what else we could say. Thank you. We love you so much. God bless you.
Thank God for Facebook.
See you online. Amen.
I just want to say, hopefully this is one people have heard before. If not, sing along when you pick it up.
Five easy steps.
message to the Water Mothers from the worship band. Thank you to Lisa for being, as Chris said, the anchor of the worship band. We're going to miss you very, very much. I'd like to invite the Water Mothers to join us in the middle of the sanctuary. We're going to come together for a time of congregational prayer around Dave and Lisa.
Dave
like
and Lisa. Invite,
oh, go ahead.
Okay. Dave and Lisa, we wanted to send you off and bless you with a prayer. And actually, maybe we can have you come right up here. And the way we wanted to do this is kind of how Ginny had a prayer time for the kids this morning. So anyone who wants to, you can come up. I know there's not a whole lot of room. You can stretch your hand if you'd rather stay in your seat. And Letitia will lead us and start and pray, and then Jim. And then if two or three other people would like to pray for them, you can. Just motion for the microphone. And then I will close us in just a couple minutes. So we wanted to pray for you. Let's pray.
Let's pray. With God, we have a beginning, and with him, we have an end. Let's commit Pastor Dave and his family into the hands of the Lord as they are leaving us. Yet they are leaving, but with God, they are with us. Whatever we have learned from them, let's hold on to it to lead this church. Don't depart from the church. Don't forget what they have done for you in this church. Let's come and worship. Let's pray for them as they are leaving us. May God bless them. Lord, we commit Pastor Dave and the family into your hands as they are leaving. Father God, we asking you, Father, your Holy Spirit, to lead them, guide them, bless them. May your grace be upon them for now and forevermore. In the name of the Presbyterian Church, Providence Presbyterian Church, we say amen.
Amen. Praise you, God, for the love that we have heard preached to us, that we have accepted, that we feel. Help Abby, Lisa, and Dave be aware of that love and to share that with others their whole life through. All glory to you. Amen.
Gracious God, we give thanks for the wonderful blessing of having Lisa and Dave and Abigail in our midst, for the faith that they taught us as they walked through the dark days towards her birth, for the joy that abounds in her and in this congregation as that miracle prayer has been answered. We pray for Godspeed to them in this day and all days, that they may know the impact that they have had on this place, that they might be strengthened in that, in their new ministry, such a different ministry together, that they might show that Presbyterian Church the kind of energy, imagination, spirit, and love that you have worked through them and woven through them for all these years here.
Jesus, thank you for bringing Dave and Lisa here and for bringing Abigail into our lives. God, they've been such a wonderful gift from you. Thank you for all the surprises, all the love that you have poured out on us through them. Thank you for the gifts that they've brought. Thank you, God, for the relationships that we've enjoyed together, for the sense of community. Thank you, God, for the ways that you have strengthened and encouraged all of us in our faith in you so much through Dave and Lisa and their time here. God, we send them with grateful hearts,
You know that we are sad and we will miss them, and we thank you that you bring comfort and love. And God, we pray that you would bless Dave and Lisa as they go, that you would have your hand upon their lives, that you would strengthen them and provide for them in every way that they need it, that you'd give them wisdom. We pray, God, that you would be their rock in the midst of change and in the midst of transition. And God, we pray that you would provide new friends, new community, new gifts and blessing of ministry in the place that they are headed. And God, we send them in the confidence that you are with them and that they abide in you and you in them. And we thank you for them, God, and love them so much. And we thank you for your love that binds us all together. In the name of Jesus, the strong and wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Sure, that's fine.